Yesterday, we heard from the various office bearers in Parliament about preparations underway. Moloto Motapo is the parliamentary spokesperson. Moloto, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. How prepared are you for the State of the Nation address in terms of the logistics? Obviously, it's at a different venue this year. The City Hall is the parliamentary precinct now, but it's fully in person, no more virtual.
Yes, no, absolutely, you're correct. Good afternoon, Mandy, and to the listeners. As you would have had Thierry Madia giving an eyewitness account of the state of readiness, everything is smooth, it's all systems go. She is at the government garage where the various categories of guests, including the media, are being accredited. The system has been going very smooth, and we encourage all the guests as well as the media to make sure that they make their way at least today, because tomorrow we will still be open, but it will be to avoid the traffic in those accreditation centers. But otherwise, we have received the confirmation from various categories of guests and dignitaries, both domestically and internationally. As you know, we are using the State of the Nation address to further enhance and deepen our international relations engagement with our sister parliament. So we are having the Speaker of Cote d'Ivoire, who is has confirmed attendance, the Speaker of Azerbaijan, who is also the chairperson of the Non-Aligned Movement Parliamentary Forum, will also be attending. We have got the former President Mbeki, the former Deputy President Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, and Mayor Baleka Mbete, and all this who is who in the, you know, the systems of the state, including the Chief Justice Zondo and his deputy, as well as the 10 other heads of the branches of the judiciary. So it's all systems go.
Moloto, we know that there are going to be a number of demonstrations taking place. South Africans have a lot to protest about when it comes to State of the Nation. It is a good opportunity for people to demonstrate as well. What is your anticipation around that? And do you expect any real disruptions to SONA tomorrow?
Well, we must say that, you know, over the years, there will always be picketing and demonstrations and marches around the State of the Nation address. Parliament, as you know, it is obligated by the Constitution to listen to the people, to ensure public involvement and public participation. So whether you are watching on TV or you are commenting and making reflections on the radio, on TV, on social media, or you are there picketing to express one view or the other, that is the feature of our constitutional democracy, and we protect the rights of society to demonstrate. And we'll make sure that we engage and interact with them, receive the memorandum to ensure that we post these things to the right department, and we conduct oversight over how they are going to do them. In terms of disruption, we hope that there won't be any disruption, but of course, you can never be able to predict these things. If ever there is a disruption, you know that we have got the rules of the joint sitting that will be enforced without fear or favor by the presiding officers.
Moloto, this call for the red carpet to be abandoned or for media not to give attention to the red red carpet, that politicians shouldn't be asked questions, we shouldn't focus on what they're wearing. The red carpet, it's going ahead?
Yes, no, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the red carpet. You know, red carpet is not like something that we hire on every State of the Nation address. It is an old rag that we've been having for many years, maybe for over 20 years. So we always roll it out after the State of the Nation address, keep it for the next State of the Nation address. So it is just really to part of the demarcation of it serves also as a signage for the guests as they arrive to follow the red carpet, and that takes them to the appropriate places where they need to go inside the City Hall. So we must not attach so much significance to the red carpet. But however, of course, as members are arriving, the media will be there. We cannot control how the media interact with the members of parliament. Ours is to facilitate access to parliamentarians and to ensure that the media conduct their business without any interference.
Mloto, thank you very much. I'll see you there. Mloto Motapo, parliamentary spokesperson, speaking to us about the preparedness for the State of the Nation address.